Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radha Rasi Hari Radha Rasi Hari Radhe. Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Bhatta Hanuman. Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Bhatta Hanuman. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
ఓం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరిగ్రహాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శశి శ్రీమదేశి భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి ఓం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరిగ్రహాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శశి శ్రీమద్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఠాకూర్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవృందకి గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి ఆల్ గ్లోరిస్ట్ అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరిస్ట్ అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరిస్ట్ అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరిస్ట్ శ్రీ శ్రీ గురువాన్ గౌరాంగ అఘోషిల ప్రభుపాద. ఓం నమో भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयत् नष्टप्राये सभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके You are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 25, entitled The Glories of Devotional Service. Text 12. Maitreya Uvacha Iti Swamatuhu Niravadyam Ipsitam Nisamya Pumsam Apavarga Vardhanam Diya Abhinandya Atmavatam Satam Gatihi Babase Isat Smita Sobita Ananna. Maitreya Uvacha Iti Swamatu Niravadyam Ipsitam Swamatu Niravadyam Ipsitam Nisamya Pumsam Apavarga Vardhanam Nisamya Pumsam Apavarga Vardhanam Diya Abhinandyatmata Mavatam satam gati Diya binandyat mavatam satam gati Baba sahisa smita sobitanana Baba sahisa smita sobitanana Swamato Niravadyam Ipsitam Nisamya Pumsam Apavarga Vardhanam Diya Abhinandyatma Vatam Satam Gati Baba Saisa Smiti Sobitanana Swamato Niravadyam Ipsitam Nisamya Pumsam Apavarga Vardhanam Diya Abhinandyatma Vatam Satam Gati Baba Saisa Smita Sobitanana Iti Swamato Niravadyam Ipsitam Nisamya Pumsam Yeah. శాశ్వతాంగకే. ఇతి దస్ స్వమాతుః ఆఫ్ హిస్ మదర్ నిరవద్యం అన్కంటామినేటెడ్ ఈప్సితం డిజైర్ నిసమ్య ఆఫ్టర్ హియరింగ్ పుంసాం ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ అపవర్గ సెసేషన్ ఆఫ్ బాడీలీ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ వర్ధనం ఇంక్రీజింగ్ దియా మెంటలీ అభినంద్య హ్యావింగ్ థ్యాంక్డ్ ఆత్మవతాం ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ సెల్ఫ్ రియలైజేషన్ సతాం ఆఫ్ ద ట్రాన్సెండెంటలిస్ గతి ద పాత్ బబాషే ఈ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ఈషద్ స్లైట్లీ స్మిత స్మైలింగ్ శోభిత బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఆనన ఇస్ ఫేస్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసి భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి ప్రభుపాద్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ మైత్రేయ సెడ్ after hearing his mother's uncontaminated desire for transcendental realization, the Lord thanked her within himself for her questions, and thus his face smiling he explained the path of the transcendentalists who are interested in self-realization. Purport by His Divine Grace. Devahuti has surrendered her confession of material entanglement and her desire to gain release. His questions to Lord Kapila are very interesting for persons who are actually trying to get liberation from material entanglement and attain the perfectional stage of human life. Unless one is interested in understanding his spiritual life or his constitutional position, and unless he also feels inconvenience in material existence, his human form of life is spoiled. One who does not care for the transcendental necessities of life and simply engages like an animal in eating, sleeping, fearing and mating has spoiled his life. Lord Kapila was very much satisfied by his mother's questions because the answers stimulate one's desire for liberation from the conditional life of material existence. Such questions are called apavarga vardhanam. Those who have actual spiritual interest are called sat or devotees. Satam prasangat. Sat means that which eternally exists, and asat means that which is not eternal. Unless one is situated on the spiritual platform, he is not sat, he is asat. The asat stands on a platform which will not exist, but anyone who stands on the spiritual platform will exist eternally. As spirit soul, everyone exists eternally. But the asat has accepted the material world as his shelter and therefore he is full of anxiety. Asat grahan, the incompatible situation of the spirit soul who has the false idea of enjoying matter, is the cause of the soul's being asat. Actually, the spirit soul is not asat. As soon as one is conscious of this fact, he takes to Krishna consciousness. He becomes sat, satam gatihi, the path of the eternal. He is very interesting to person who are after liberation, and his lordship Kapila began to speak about that path. Om Ag ಗಾಣತ್ಯುಮರಾಂದಸ್ಯ ಗಾನಾಂಜನಸಲಾಕ್ಕಯ ಸಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಮೂಕಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗಂ ಲಂಗಾಯತೆ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ದೀನತಾರಿಣಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದಮಾಧವಂ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ. ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧವ್ಯಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ನಮೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೆ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತಸ್ವಾಮೀತಿ ನಾಮಿನಿ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣಿ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣಿ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಮೈತ್ರೇಯ ಉವಾಚ ಇತಿ ಸ್ವಮಾತೋ ನಿರವದ್ಯಮೀಪ್ಸಿತಂ ನಿಶಮ್ಯ ಪುಂಸಾಮಪವರ್ಗವರ್ಧನಂ ಧಿಯಾಭಿನಂದ್ಯಾತ್ಮವತಾಂ ಸತಾಂ ಗತಿರ್ಬಭಾಸೈಷ ಸ್ಮಿತಸೋಭಿತಾನನಃ. ಮೈತ್ರೇಯ ಸೇಡ್, ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮದರ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ಕಂಟಾಮಿನೇಟೆಡ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್ ರಿಯಲೈಸೇಷನ್, ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ಡ್ ಹರ್ ವಿತಿನ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹರ್ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ದಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಫೇಸ್ ಸ್ಮೈಲಿಂಗ್. ಈ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ ದ ಪಾತ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲಿಸ್ಟ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ರಿಯಲೈಸೇಷನ್. So in this chapter, beginning, Mother Devahuti has put forward to her son, Lord Kapila, questions about transcendence. She had also mentioned about how she was entangled in the material way of life, and how she had wasted her precious time, which could have been dedicated for the cultivation of transcendence. So Prabhupada writes, she has made confession that she had wasted a lot of time. Then, after Karma Muni left, so Mother Devahuti, lamenting about the separation, wanting to hear more about the transcendence. So here, she is putting forward various questions of how to cultivate the transcendental knowledge. So in this purport, Prabhupada explains about the material way of life and the spiritual way of life. We have heard this lot of times, but again and again we have to keep reminding ourselves. In the human form of life, if somebody is very comfortable, everything is fine, how are you, everything is fine, then something is wrong. If a person does not feel the inconvenience of the material way of life, he is situated on the material level. He doesn't know something which is higher than that exists. So when a person is absorbed in the activities, material activities, which basically is ahara nidra bhayamaitunam cha, so Prabhupada writes, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. These are the four propensities for every living entities, not just for human beings. Every living entity is having the same propensity. Dogs, cats, cockroaches, everything, trees, fishes, birds. Any embodied soul, a soul which is embodied, encased in a material body, these four necessities are always there. So when one is only interested in those four necessities, not anything further, that means he is very convenient, he is very satisfied, everything is fine, everything is fine. Oh, I am very happy, I have achieved everything. With only these four, then for him there is no necessity for thinking further, you know, he thinks that everything is fine. For him, spiritual life doesn't exist. There is nothing beyond the body, bodily concept of life. So those people, those who are absorbed in these four necessities of life, they go in the cycle of birth and death. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, dukkha, dosha, anadasha. Birth, death, old age, disease, death. Going on and on, life after life, life after life. So according to Shastra, this is asat. Asat means that which is not permanent. On the other hand, sat means which exists always, eternal existence. Something which exists eternally, that is sat. Something which doesn't exist, it is asat. So this body, this all the objects of this material world, they are all asat. Because at one point of time they exist, some other point of time they don't. Because they don't exist permanently, they are asat. So here, the queries that is put forward by Devahuti, Lord Kapila says, they are apavarga vardhanam. Apavarga. So, in the scripture it is said, what is known as pavarga. In Sanskrit alphabets, pavarga means pa, pha, ba, bha, ma. So this varga is pavarga. So it symbolizes actually different material way of life. So parishrama is pa. Pa is parishrama, hard labor, working very hard. If you see a horse or a bull, you know, horse is made to run, 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 run. And you know, it works very, very hard, hard labor. Once it works hard, you will see foam coming in the mouth. If you see sometimes bullock cart, you know, bullock is pulling the cart for long distance. The foam comes, pha, P-H-A, pha. Pha is phena, phena is foam. Working very hard, then foam is coming from the mouth. Then he is not getting satisfied. Bha, byartata, byartata, disappointment, not satisfied. You work very hard, after the end you give some little food and not very much satisfied. Then follows bhaya, bha, fearful, when that fellow will cut me, when that fellow, I will have to die, fear, bhaya. And then finally, whether you fear or not fear, mrityu, ma, death. So working very hard, not getting satisfied, foam is coming, then finally you are so fearful and death comes. This is pavarga. Whereas the opposite of this is called apavarga. Apavarga is simply opposite of all these things. Not working very hard, not working like a donkey. Simple working means basically what is needed for the existence. You don't have to work so hard. Actually, if you see, the animals, they get food anywhere. A donkey is carrying, you know, a heavy load of, dobika, kapda. It is taking all the way from the village to the dobi ghat, carrying. After that, what? The dobi is allowing this ass to only eat the grass which is available on the, shore. It is not, yes, it doesn't manufacture anything. It can get anywhere, that grass actually. It doesn't have to carry all the load. He has to put so much hard labor to get only that small thing what is available everywhere. So that is not necessary. Hard working and then disappointment, fearful, until the death comes. So on the path of transcendence, this is completely opposite. No hard working, no foam, simply sit and chant. You don't find people foaming for chanting Hare Krishna, you know. Anybody finds? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, foam is coming. No, it doesn't. It's not, no hard labor is required to chant Hare Krishna. Only thing, mind is required properly to fix upon what we are chanting. So one who is dedicated on the path of Krishna consciousness, he is not fearful. There is no fear. Bhaya is there in the material existence. Whereas one who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, Abhaya Charanaravinda. So the lotus feet of Krishna can remove the bhaya abhaya, then you are taken shelter, there is no fear. Because for him, even if the death comes, mrityu may come also, he is not fearful of the death. Greatest fear in the material world is death. Because at the time of death, everything will be taken away. So even the death, a devotee is not scared. Because he knows that sorga apavarga narakeshu samatulyartha darshanam. A devotee rendering service to Krishna, he knows that even if he goes to hell, or if he is in no pavarga or apavarga, even if he has to exist in the material world, or if he has to transcend it, always he is rendering service to Krishna. So for him it makes no difference. Abhaya. That is why he becomes fearless. Even if the death is at the doorstep, he says, come on, look, next, what is my next destination? Because he is concerned only about serving Lord Krishna. So, Lord Kapila acknowledges here that questions put forward by Devahuti is apavarga vardhanam. It increases one's desire to go towards the transcendental path. Not material existence. How to get money, how to enjoy. No, she is not asking about that. How to cross over all these things. How to be engaged in Krishna consciousness. That is our main question. So, in this path of apavarga vardhanam, the most important thing is to distinguish between sat and asat. Sri Sri Radha Ras Vihari ji ki, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shishi Gaurnitai ki. So if one has to go in the path of transcendence, he has to distinguish between what is to be found on that path and what is not to be found. Otherwise he will be confused. Sat, asat, differentiation. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad states, nitya, anitya, vastu, viveka. Nitya, which is eternal, anitya, exactly equivalent to sat and asat. Sat is nitya and asat is anitya. For a person in the path of transcendence, nitya, anitya, vastu, viveka is most important. Otherwise, he may get confused on the way. He may take it anitya for nitya and think that he is already right. Problem. So, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad stated, for a person whose transcendental knowledge is awakened, one whose interest for Krishna consciousness is established, for him, nitya, anitya, vastu viveka is natural. Immediately you will find out, oh, this is right for Krishna consciousness. No, it is not right, immediately. Otherwise, you will not be able to engage in Krishna consciousness. But Shankaracharya goes one step further, saying that even to be starting the first step in spirituality, you will have to know nitya, anitya, vastu viveka. Unless you know that, you will not be able to question what is right, what is wrong. Atato brahma jignasa. So Shankaracharya says, even to question atato brahma jignasa, he has to first of all know what is nitya, anitya, vastu viveka. Otherwise, how will you question what is Krishna consciousness, how to go in transcendence? Now let us inquire into Brahman. Why now let us inquire? Unless you are already knowing about what is the difference between nitya and anitya, you won't even think that now I should inquire into Brahman. Brahman is Lord Krishna, Krishna consciousness. So even to start the first step in spirituality, one has to already be dissatisfied, inconvenienced by the material modes of nature. Then only you will be able to distinguish between the right thing, the eternal thing, sat, and the, you know, asat, anitya, vastu. So in this way, Prabhupada writes in the sat, that which exists, eternal sat, and Prabhupada say that devotees means who are engaged in the activities of sat, they are also sat. Devotee of Krishna, Prabhupada writes here, they are sat because they are established in the path of sat. They are taken shelter of the lotus feet of sat. So because they have come in contact with sat, they also become sat. Means naturally establishing the sat chit ananda nature of the spirit soul. Spirit soul is sat chit ananda. Spirit is sat, body is asat. Spirit and body together in a combination is working. But one part is Sat, another part is Asat. So Prabhupada writes that unless one is situated in the Sat platform, there is no way that he can be established in Krishna consciousness. He has to be situated on the platform of Sat. So in the material world, one has to be very careful in distinguishing between Sat and Asat. So Prahlad Maharaj distinguishes, Tat sadhu manye suravarya dehinam sada samudvignadiyam asat grahat. He first of all fixes that his very family affairs, they are Asat, the graha. So he is telling his father, when his father asked him what is the best of the knowledge he learned, he said, this graha that you are living is Asat. Because you are so much absorbed in the material way of Asat, this is Asat. Hitvatma patam grihamanda kupam vanam gato yadarim achitaha. Go to the forest and take shelter of Hari, that is Sat. Hari's lotus feet is Sat, eternal. Doesn't change. So he is telling his own father, leave this house that you are so much attached to, which is Asat, take shelter at the Sat. So Prahlad Maharaj is helping us to distinguish between what is Sat and what is Asat. So if one actually gets entangled in Asat, it will be very difficult for him to even understand that there is something called Sat exists. Transcendental knowledge exists. So one has to actually perform the activities on Sat. This is called Sat Sangha. One devotee asked Lord Chaitanya that what is the symptom of a devotee? Who is a bhakta? Krishna bhakta. Asat Sangatyaga Vaishnava Achar. Vaishnava Achar, devotee's behavior, devotee's symptom. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Asat Sangatyaga, tyag karna hai. You have to renounce, you have to give away Asat Sangha. So any activity that is performed with others which leads to Asat. The first Asat is material necessities. The body is Asat. All the material objects are Asat. So if we deal with somebody for these purposes, you talk to somebody, you go to meet somebody and then start discussing. How to increase the bodily comfort, how to get more money, talking business talk, how to invest money, how to get more money. This is also one kind of Sangha. Sangha means association. So this Sangha is known as Asat Sangha. Because the end result of this Sangha is temporary. Because today what you talk, tomorrow it will be different. Today you talk about in which stock market, in which thing you have to invest. And the same thing will be completely different tomorrow. Tomorrow you have to talk something else. Every day things, every moment, for what to speak of day, every moment things keep changing. So any association related to all these material things, they are Asat Sangha. Talking about money, talking about women, talking about anything material. Asat Sangatyag, if a devotee means, if he has at least the basic interest of away from the material necessities, material entanglement. Asat Sangatyag, Vaishnava Achar. Achar is practice. Preaching is one thing, practicing is another thing. We should leave it to give a big lecture, prachar. Unless that is being followed, the prachar has no value. Anybody can give a lecture. Krishna has given us intelligence, we can use the intelligence to give big lecture. But if that lecture is not implemented in our life, that will not have any. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not telling Vaishnava prachar, he is telling Vaishnava achar, you follow it. Unless it is followed, prachar will not be having value. So, Asat Sangat Tyaga Bharame, you can give big lecture, but Asat Sangat Tyaga has to be done practically. Anything that is material. So when somebody is rejecting the Asat, then he is situated on the platform of Sat. Platform of spirituality. So, Prabhupada quotes in this sloka, satam prasanga, that is Kapil Dev is going to talk in this very chapter, the 25th sloka, Prabhupada quotes here itself. Satam prasanga mamavirya samvito bhavant ritkharna rasayanam kata. So Lord Kapila is telling that satam, sat, satam prasanga, when you associate with sat, what happens? Then the topics of Krishna's leela, topics of Krishna's leela, ritkharna rasayanam kata. It is very, very pleasing to the ears. By hearing, Shravanam, Shravanam is the beginning. It is very pleasing to the ear, very pleasing to the heart. By simply being pleasing to the heart and ear, one gets his contaminations cleansed. Satam prasangat mamaviya sangato. My glories, my pastimes, Lord Kapila says, when one discusses, one engages in discussing about those topics, then he is established in sat. So this is exactly like Machitta Madgata Prana Bodhayanti Parasparam Katayantastu Mam Nityam Tushtyanti Cha Ramanti Cha. Machitta Madgata Prana. The pastimes of the Supreme Lord are so sweet, so wonderful, so enlightening, that by simply discussing those topics, the one who is talking is benefited. Simply by talking, one who is hearing is benefited. Sometimes when somebody talks, it's not that both will be benefited. The topic, if it is absolute, then both will be benefited. So, Sat Sangha means the topics of Lord Krishna, which is Sat, is being discussed. Whereas the Asat means everything else other than Krishna is discussed. So, one has to utilize one's time in always engaging himself in Sat. Prajalpa is opposite of sat actually. Prajalpa, you spend time in talking that, but finally end result is nothing. Only you are more contamination. Already you have got some kind of bad quality. That will be only flame. No fire kind of thing. Asat sangha. It is not that with whom you are talking, it makes your Sangha is Sat or Asat. What you are talking makes it Sat or Asat. No, I am taking association, Prabhu. Don't you understand that? We two are devotees. We are associating. Okay, that is outwardly. But what is being in the association? Two devotees are talking may not necessarily be Sat. It could be Asat also. So if the topics are going to lead one towards the more contamination, it is Asat. That has to be avoided. Otherwise, the spiritual path will be not so smooth. Because Lord Kapila says, when one is engaged in asat, the incompatible situation of the spirit soul, Prabhupada, right, has no idea of the false matter. He is talking about false and he is thinking that is right. That's a problem. He has to clearly distinguish what is going to be helpful for one's advancement and what is not. So any topic other than inspiring a person towards Krishna consciousness, engaging the person towards more and more in Krishna consciousness, making the person to more and more surrender the lotus feet of Krishna, if all these things are not the end result of a Sangha, that Sangha is classified as Asat Sangha. So unless Asat Sangha is renounced, Asat Sangha Tyag, one cannot be properly situated on Vaishnava Achar. Vaishnava Achar, if one has to be situated, he has to renounce the Asat Sangha. So here, as soon as one is situated on the spiritual platform, Sat Sangha, engaged in Sat, Lord Kapila says, Satam Gatihi in the sloka. He is on the path of transcendentalism. Unless you are already engaged in those activities, the path of transcendentalism will not be there. So to be situated on Satam Gati, so the path is also Satam. So what is associated with Sat? What is associated with Krishna? Everything is sat, you can see here. Even the gati is satam. Association is satam. Devotees are sat. So anything that is connected to Krishna, because he is Satchidananda Vigraha, everything that is connected to Krishna also becomes sat. The devotees who are doing service to Krishna, because they are attached to lotus feet of Krishna, sat. The activities are sat. The path is also sat. So in this way, when one is engaged in Krishna consciousness, one actually makes his path of going back home, back to Godhead, very, very easy. So in this sloka, Maitreya Muni says, by hearing these questions from Devahuti, Lord Kapila smiled. Babasa isa smita sopitananaha. Smita. By hearing these questions, Lord Krishna smiled and he thanked her within himself. He didn't thank outwardly. Thank you very much, he didn't say, but inside he thanked. That is what the Maitreya Muni says. But externally he smiled. When a person is serious and sincere in taking to the path of Krishna consciousness, when Krishna sees that living entity, he actually, because he has shown interest towards Sat, real thing, he smiles, little smile. When a person engages in Krishna consciousness, a wonderful service to Krishna, Krishna smiles little bit. One micrometer smile of Krishna, if he can. Krishna is already smiling. But if he can increase that smile, one micrometer, nanometer, life is successful. That can happen only when the spirit soul shows a sincere and serious interest in Krishna consciousness. Giving away, this material life is bad. Krishna, I am surrendering to your lotus feet, I am doing this. So when a person establishes in rendering wonderful service to Lord Krishna, Krishna makes a minute smile, appreciating the service done by the devotee. On the other hand, if you take the path of asat, it will only make Krishna to laugh at us. Laughing stock. We can become a laughing stock simply by being situated in asat. What is this nonsense fellow? So much I give, still this guy is going. He won't laugh externally, he is laughing within. But what is the no value of this fellow? So one has to make one's opportunity, the wonderful opportunity that we have got. It's actually a wonderful opportunity. We may not appreciate it. The very material body that we have got, the human form of body, that is a wonderful gift. First of all, there are so many living entities, so many dogs, cats, cockroaches. But among all these millions and trillions of living entities here, we got the human form of life. And in that human form of life is compared in the scripture as the boat to cross over the ocean of material existence. Boat. You need a boat to cross a huge ocean. And this material body is a boat. And this small boat can take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, which is a huge boat. Krishna's lotus feet is also compared boat to cross over the ocean of material existence. So when this small boat of material body takes shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, then he can make his life successful. So this valuable gift that we got, material body, this human form of life, and then coming in touch with Krishna consciousness by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So many people are there, not everybody came in touch with the wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. That is another great boon that we got. We already came in touch with Krishna consciousness. Now what is left is to only refine. So much refinement has to be done and so much practice is left. And once we do that and purify our consciousness, we will be situated on Sat. So this Asat will have no meaning, and the Sat on the spiritual level when we are situated, that will make Krishna to be happy. Oh, this one soul which has gone away came back to my lotus feet. He is smiling. All other activity will make him laugh, and we should not get engaged in those activities which will make not only Krishna to laugh, even the other material person also may laugh. What is this fellow doing? So one has to refine one's activity so that, as Kapila Muni says here, one can situate oneself in the path of Krishna consciousness simply by showing more and more and more interest on the path of Sat, the transcendence. I stop here. If you have any question or comment, you may please ask. Hare Krishna. They cannot do anything? So? If one organ is not working, another organ will be working. There are so many organs you have got. Suppose, for example, somebody is blind from birth. He can't do anything. He can't only see, but he can do. He can use his tongue. He can use his ears. A blind man can hear or not? Hear about Krishna. If you hear about Krishna, Krishna Rasayanam, it is Rasayanam. It's so sweet message of the Supreme Lord. When it goes through the ears and then it purifies the heart, he can become Krishna conscious. A blind man, Dhritarashtra, became Krishna conscious at the end of the life, you know. Because a devotee like Vidura has to give him chastisement. You are a dog. Huh? I'm a dog? You can hear that. Somebody says you are a dog, you can hear him. You don't have to see a dog. He may not even seen a dog in his life. He said you are a dog. Oh, he's very lowly. Because he heard about dogs so many times. When he was told, you are a dog, really, shock. He became Krishna conscious. So a blind man from birth can be Krishna conscious also. If he cannot see, sing about Krishna, hear about Krishna, do service. Mridanga, our Dhritarashtra Prabhu is there, he is not seeing. He thinks that he is playing, he is singing nice kirtan, he is playing mridanga. So all other organs can be engaged. That is why Krishna has given multiple organs, so that it is not only one organ, you know. If it is not valid, then you have nothing to do. If you can't hear, then see Krishna. If you can't speak, keep hearing and seeing. So if one organ is not working, fine. Other organs can be used. But the point is, you will have to know that when one organ is not working, already I am so sinful, this is not working, why should I be engaged more in sinful activity? That should be a wake-up call for the person. Already, everybody is seeing, I am not seeing. So I am already done something wrong in my past life. So better let me do activities on the path of Sat. So that should be a wake-up call. But the point is, the person becomes invalid by one organ or the others because of his own karma. His own karma. So now it is time to purify it. So wonderful opportunity is there to purify it. So by being engaged in Krishna consciousness, he can purify not only his past bad karma, all the karmas he can purify and make his pathway go back home, back to God at Satam Gatim. That is possible. So, irrespective of whether somebody is born with a certain kind of inabilities, no problem. For Krishna consciousness, no excuse. No, no, I am blind, I cannot do anything. Are you why? You should do. Why? Why not? Some devotee will reach him, don't worry. Our devotees are going everywhere. Where is the place where our devotees are not there, you tell? Even in the communist China, there is somebody hiding and doing. If he is fortunate soul, he will come in contact. In Russia, there was communism. Some people are devotees already. In Africa, some no forest inside. Somebody is telling, Haribol, come and take Kichdi. So, somebody will reach. That is the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every town and village, everywhere people will go. But he has to wait. His own bad karma, if he is there, he has to exhaust it. But forget about where he is staying. Those who are already staying next door, they are not becoming Krishna. That you talk first. Who has pahuncha nahi hai, koi theek hai. Idhar pahunch gaya, phir bhi kuch bolta nahi hai. So, it is all because of one's own conditioning in the previous life. If he is so absorbed in the material way of life, completely covered, it is his, he may be thinking he is very fortunate, it is his misfortune. It is his misfortune to be so much absorbed in material activities. What to do? So he has to get an association of a powerful devotee. Prabhupada's book can go and blast him. He may not, nobody can blast him. Prabhupada will say, "You rascal, oh, I am a rascal, really." So reached Prabhupada's book somewhere or other in his hand, one day or other he will wake up, that's not a problem. So the association of Prabhupada, he may be a great scientist. Sometimes you give a book, you know, like life comes from life, to some scientist. In that Prabhupada says, "This rascal scientist." Still the scientist is interested. I gave this book, one book, one of my friend, Subrai. I sent one book to my friend. He is a professor in the University of Miami. He is working in microbiology. He is doing research in microbiology. He is my, you know, childhood friend. So he is a PhD in microbiology. So I sent him this book, Life Comes from Life. Because he is working with life, you know, so I sent him that book. And this fellow read and he called me. I said, how did you like the book? "Oh, that book is very interesting. I finished off. I am going to finish." Here he, Prabhupada is telling, "You are rascal 100 times." Still he is reading. Half of it I finished. I am going to finish it soon. I told him, "After you finish, please write an email to me. How did you find it?" Even if Prabhupada says rascal, you go and tell rascal, you will be finished actually. Prabhupada says pure devotee, they don't feel offended. Okay, maybe right. Okay, let me go ahead. So you just reach Prabhupada's book, whatever may be the condition of that fellow, he will be saved. That is the speciality of Prabhupada. Prabhupada's books are like time bombs. So if somebody is in some corner, as much as possible we can try to do it. We don't have to worry about, you know, the conditions which are beyond our reach. Let us worry about what is within our reach. So we keep preaching as much as possible. Time will come, people will get their chance. No problem. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Tai Gaura Premanande.